Ted, I wanted to ask you about Folatau. True freshman last year. This year he seems to be moving up the depth chart. What strides have you seen from Folatau first year to the second?
Yeah, no, Folly had a great offseason. Got a lot stronger. I think his knowledge of the playbook has really leveled up as well, and he's proven that, you know, he's a guy who can make plays out there. He's an incredible athlete, so he's definitely a guy who continues to earn the coach's trust from how he makes plays in practice, a lot on special teams as well, and a guy who's, you know, is going to be here and making a lot of big plays for us this season and to come.
Kalani, after the game a little bit with us, and I guess some in the locker room too, we saw the cut and everything. He talked a lot about the juice that the sidelines brought in games like week one, and you obviously got to be on the sideline a decent amount of like in that second half and everything.
Right.
Just what is it about this team that likes to kind of celebrate your teammates' successes and kind of bring that juice?
Yeah, I think it comes down to just the love and respect that we have for one another, you know, with the dynamic of the way a team is, right? We've got ones, we've got twos, we've got threes, and you know, there were a lot of twos and threes and young guys who got to play some meaningful reps in that game, and seeing them go out there and make plays and execute the scheme and just have fun, like, in front of that big of a crowd, like, that was awesome, you know, to see guys like Joe Vessa and Lucky Finau and Charlie Miska running the ball and, you know, seeing like Noah Moyaki. I know that was early in the game, but his first career touchdown and, you know, from Bear, and I think just we love each other and love celebrating those moments because we know how hard we've worked for them. And it was awesome just to be on that sideline in the second half and cheering for anyone who got a chance to make a play.
What are you wanting to bring in from last weekend into this weekend against Sanford?
I think the same level of execution. I think we played a really clean game executing our scheme and doing exactly what our coaches asked and expected us to do. So, you know, we're going to prepare, you know, the same way for a good opponent and come in and execute our scheme and do exactly what we know we're supposed to do and trust the other 10 guys we're out there on the field with to do their job and, you know, come out on top. Another thing, you know, at least defensively, we had several goals, very specific goals for that game, and a lot of them we were able to meet, and, you know, that helped us get the result that we wanted. And so each week we're going to have similar goals, specific goals that Coach Hill sets for us that we're striving to achieve, and we're going to do the same thing this week.
I'll try not to, I promise I'm not asking this in a way of like looking at like game plans and scheme and that kind of thing, but
right.
Stanford from their week zero game seems like a team that runs the ball pretty well or likes to run the ball pretty well. Is that an area where you guys in the secondary can kind of maybe provide some pretty good run support, or do you sort of push that on the front seven, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I mean, the whole, like, our defense, like, we have a mentality of swarming to the ball, right? We want to get 11 hats to the ball, and if they're going to block, you know, the front seven and make the DBs come tackle, we're going to do that. Our corners and safeties will come and make plays. So whoever it is that ends up not being blocked or guys getting off blocks, we're going to rally to the run and make plays. But, yeah, we're excited to see Stanford's scheme this week and excited for a lot of plays.